from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the main points. Indonesia first to bring up economics of climate action. Government powers remote areas with integrated solar power plants. Now the news in detail. Indonesia was the first country to push the international community to start taking financial and economic aspects into consideration when discussing climate change mitigation and impacts, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said. Speaking at the Indonesia Net Zero Summit in Jakarta on Saturday, she highlighted that there were no finance ministers engaging in climate change conversations before Indonesia hosted the 13th Conference of the Parties, or COP, to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change in Bali in 2007. Sri Mulyani Indrawati noted that a severe global financial crisis broke out the same year, which led finance ministers to think that discussing climate change issues could make things even more complicated then. The Indonesian state treasurers further said that the world needed to start taking notice of the fact that action aimed at tackling climate change, such as carbon emissions reduction, requires strong backing from the financial and economic sectors. At the Indonesia Net Zero Summit, Sri Mulyani Indrawati received the Climate Hero Award for her commitment to addressing climate change through economic and financial corridors. The Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is seeking to provide power to underdeveloped frontier and outermost areas by building centralized solar power plants in Maluku Province. Head of Energy at the Energy and Mineral Resources Office of Maluku, Said Latupono, said on Saturday that the centralized solar power plants have a total capacity of 99 kilowatt peak and are currently in the process of being constructed using funding from the 2024 state budget. Latupono said that the construction of centralized solar power plants in Maluku is being carried out under a government program to improve equal access to energy for the people. He noted that the construction is also being carried out by state-run electricity company PTPL and Persero, which has been tasked with providing electricity to the people, though the vast territory of Indonesia has proved a challenge in the task. The Indonesian National Arms Agency is devising several planning instruments to strengthen its capacity and modernize the management of zakat or Islamic arms in Indonesia. The Arms Agency's Deputy for Planning, Studies and Development, Zainul Bahar Nur, noted in a statement received by Antara State News Agency on Saturday. Nur highlighted that the national agency is preparing the strategic plan for zakat, infak, sadaqah, and other religious social funds, which outlines vision, mission, policy direction, and performance indicators of Basnas offices at the national and regional levels. He emphasized that such management plans are essential to actualizing effective, transparent, and accurate management of zakat, considering that Indonesia has entered an era replete with challenges and increasingly complex economic dynamics. Nearly 300,000 Bangladeshis were taking refuge in emergency shelters on Saturday, August the 24th, from floods that inundated vast areas of the low-lying South Asian country, disaster officials said. The floods were triggered by heavy monsoon rains and have killed at least 42 people in Bangladesh and India since the start of the week, many in landslides. Among the worst affected areas is Cox Bazar, a district home to around 1 million Rohingya refugees from neighboring Myanmar. Tripura State Disaster Agency official Sarat Kumat Das told EFP that a total of 285,000 people are living in emergency shelters, adding that 4.5 million people had been affected. Hezbollah launched a major barrage of missiles against Israel on Sunday in retaliation for the assassination of a senior commander in Beirut last month, the Iranian-backed movement said as Israel's cabinet met to prepare a response. The Israel Defense Forces IDF identified the Hezbollah preparing to fire missiles and rockets towards Israel territory. In response to these threats, fights to and from Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv were suspended and the defense minister declared an emergency. Expectation of an escalation between the two sides had risen since a missile strike in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights last month killed 12 youngsters and the Israeli military assassinated a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut in response. Police arrested a man suspected of setting fires and causing an explosion at a synagogue in southern France on Saturday in what officials suspect was a terror attack, the country's interior minister said. Police earlier said they were hunting for a man who was believed to have set fires at a synagogue and triggered an explosion that injured an officer in the seaside resort of La Grande Motte. An official in the state prosecution service added that two people associated with the suspect were also detained. Malaysia Airlines Firefly and Amau will cut flights until December to address issues that have resulted in a recent spate of disruptions. There have been at least 4 incidents in August, including a Malaysia Airlines flight to Shanghai that was forced to turn back to Kuala Lumpur on August the 20th due to a suspected cabin pressure issue. The Malaysia Aviation Group made the announcement on Saturday. Captain Izam Ismail, the group's managing director, said the flight reduction is to ensure the long-term reliability of the fleet and robustness of their operations and enhance their ability to ensure customers on Malaysia Airlines, Firefly, and Amal services face minimal disruptions. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo receives award from President Mahmoud Abbas. President Joko Widodo on Monday, August 19th, received the Grand Collar Order of the State of Palestine, the highest award from the Palestinian government. It was presented by the special envoy of the Palestinian president, Riyad al-Maliki, at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. Regarding the award, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi explained that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas appreciated Indonesia's important role in supporting the Palestinian people, including Indonesia's advocacy for a ceasefire, humanitarian assistance, and a two-state solution. She added that in addition to presenting the award, the special envoy also conveyed President Abbas' congratulations to President Joko Widodo and all Indonesian people on the commemoration of the 79th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia.
Utusan khusus menyampaikan penghargaan yang sangat tinggi.
The special envoy conveys a very high appreciation from President Mahmoud Abbas to the President of the Republic of Indonesia on Indonesia's consistent position in supporting the Palestinian struggle. Minister Retno Marsudi explained that in the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continue supporting the Palestinian struggle.
Bapak Presiden antara lain menyampaikan kejelasan mengenai posisi Indonesia yang konsisten.
The President, among other things, conveyed clarity regarding Indonesia's consistent position in continuing to support the Palestinian struggle. Indonesia will also continue to voice a ceasefire, unhindered humanitarian assistance, and of course, a two-state solution. Indonesia will also continue to approach UN member states to recognize Palestine and support Palestine's full membership in the United Nations. When presenting the award, the special advisor to the Palestinian President Riyad al-Maliki emphasized that this award was given as a form of respect for President Joko Widodo's efforts in strengthening relations between Indonesia and Palestine and in supporting the Palestinian people's struggle for freedom and independence. He added that the presentation of this award emphasized the close diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Palestine, as well as Indonesia's commitment to supporting Palestinian rights on the international stage. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo, via Instagram social media on Tuesday, August the 20th, expressed his gratitude for the highest award, the Grand Collar Order of the State of Palestine. According to him, this is also a form of respect for the commitment of world leaders and influential figures, including King Salman of Saudi Arabia, President Vladimir Putin of Russia, and President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China, who have also previously received this award. Through social media, President Joko Widodo emphasized that Indonesia steadfastly supports the Palestinian struggle for international recognition and full membership in the United Nations. That was this week's Spotlight. The first entry of Voice of Indonesia's Today in History is August the 25th, 1933, the Tiasi earthquake. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake occurred in Tiasi Mao County, Sichuan, Republic of China on August the 25th, 1933. The earthquake killed 9,300 people. The Tiasi earthquake was the deadliest earthquake of 1933. It also caused a series of major landslides along the Min River. Some of them blocked the river and formed three large landslide lakes. Moving on to August the 25th, 2012, the death of Neil Armstrong. Neil Alden Armstrong was the first person to walk on the moon. Before becoming an astronaut, he was a U.S. Navy officer and had served in the Korean War. He joined NASA's astronaut corps in 1962. His first space lift was NASA's Gemini 8 mission in 1966. He was its command pilot. Neil Armstrong became the first American in space. On this mission, he docked the first two-manned spacecraft with pilot David Scott. The last record in Voice of Indonesia's Today's in History is from August 25, 1989. The Voyager 2 spacecraft successfully reaches Neptune. Voyager 2 is an unmanned spacecraft owned by the United States that was launched on August 20, 1977. This spacecraft is identical to its sibling Voyager 1, with the difference that Voyager 2 follows a slower trajectory so that it can stay in the ecliptic path, which allows Voyager 2 to be sent to Uranus and Neptune. Thanks to this trajectory, Voyager 2 became the first spacecraft to reach Uranus and Neptune and complete part of the planetary grand tour, a rare geometric arrangement of the outer planets that occurs only once every 176 years. Well, that was the end of Today in History of our Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to a letter from Michael Linder in Germany. His letter dated May 29, 2024, which was addressed to German section. In his letter, Mr. Linder complained that our broadcasts could not be monitored. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast. Your complaint will be delivered to our Technik Division and our German section will reply to your letter as soon as possible. Thank you for being patient. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And in the meantime, here is a beautiful song special for you.
Kau ucap ku urai yakini dan ku simak apapun itu dari pikirmu. Kau bawa bahagia ke dekatku, kau buatku lupa tentang waktu kapanpun itu. Di wahanamu, di harummu aku hanyut, di hangatmu aku larut. Ingin dekat-dekat, dekat di pelukmu. Duhai sayang, denganmu tenang. Hanya kau yang mampu melengkapiku. Duhai sayang, denganmu tenang. Hanya kau yang mampu penuh hatiku.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is about Indonesia cooperates with Australia to develop Youth Development Index. The Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports has submitted a letter of intent to Aspen Medical in Australia to develop the Indonesian Youth Development Index for the Indonesian Dream Program. On the ministry's website monitored in Jakarta Tuesday, the special staff for the acceleration of youth and sports innovation, Jacintia Saraswati, revealed that the cooperation was carried out by the ministry so that the Indonesian Dream Program could be realized immediately. Jacintia Saraswati at the letter of intent signing at the Global Indonesia Professional Association GIPAS Global Human Capital Summit 2024 in Jakarta Tuesday hopes that with the letter of intent, Aspen Medical Australia can provide training to Indonesian youth in the healthcare sector. Previously, Aspen has also collaborated with the West Java Regional Government in opening a hospital. Furthermore, Jacintia said the letter of intent will also be developed into a cooperation agreement as one way to develop the Youth Development Index, and Indonesia will send several young people who will study directly at the Aspen Medical Center in Australia about healthcare. She added that the activity is in accordance with one of the programs of the Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, who wants to realize the Indonesian dream, not only in cultural aspect, but also to be professional. So far, there have been many collaboration programs with other countries in the youth sector, but they are indeed more focused on culture. Therefore, through today's training activities, the Ministry of Youth and Sports wants young people to gain practical skills and not only to be recognized internationally, but also gain knowledge that they can implement in the world of work. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a letter from Juichi Yamada in Japan. He listened to our English program on May 24, 2024 through frequency 4755 kHz with the SINPO 353343. In his letter, he said that VOI signal was moderate and heard on stable condition. Compared with the signal on 3325 kHz, VOI signal on 4755 kHz was not so good. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your complaint will be delivered to our technical division. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
We're falling even deeper, it's getting steeper. Our days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger, together greater. I'm ready to trust again.
I'm too afraid to feel alive. Decorated pretty lies. Ready, love ain't what I need. Cause I need a real thing. Shout me with gold so everybody can see. Something I still love my hands and my delicacies. We could bring the world together over the seas. We abide for the peace from the west to the east. Yeah.
We're falling even deeper. It's getting steeper. Dark days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together, greater. I'm ready to trust again.
If I fall now, I will fall out. I'm not worried, make the water and there's no doubt. We will be in the bliss, I know we got this. This will feel like a breeze, you know we got this. Di ako aalis, sangga mo parang arnis. Kumapit ka sa akin, please, you know I got this.
May kunti lies and down. Wandi siya tayang mitutukang ka. Kamu nutuk rin raw, di ko na
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring the beauty of Walakiri Beach in East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara Province. Sumba Island in East Nusa Tenggara, which is often called Tanah Marapu, indeed has enchanting natural diversity. Various types of this diversity present their own natural beauty that is ready to pamper the eyes that see it, one of which is the beauty of Walakiri Beach. Walakiri Beach is located in East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara, about 24 kilometers from the city center of Waingapu. The location of this beach is not far from the highway to a fairly large sub-district in East Sumba, Malolo. Precisely, Walakiri Beach is located in the Watumbaka area, Pandawai sub-district East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara province. Walakiri Beach has crystal clear blue seawater that shows its diverse underwater marine biota. In addition, the uniqueness of Walakiri Beach is the presence of two different types of sand texture. Namely, on the edge of the beach, it has an ivory white color with a slightly rough texture like sand on beaches in general. While in the area where the water recedes, it has a very fine texture like powder, and is also denser. Another uniqueness of Walakiri Beach is the mangrove trees that grow in the western area of the beach. The mangrove trees here are dwarf in size, unlike mangrove trees in general, but have branches that twist as if they were dancing, so they are often called dancing trees. This view is the main attraction on this beach, especially at dusk, because the mangrove trees will create a beautiful silhouette when highlighted by the orange sky. The swaying of coconut trees due to the wind and the beauty of the sunset in the evening, as if saying, "See you again another day." Mangrove trees are one of the icons of Walakiri Beach. When the seawater recedes, visitors can easily walk to approach the trees, which are known as dwarf mangrove trees. Indeed, you should come to East Sumba and see firsthand the beauty of Walakiri Beach, especially at sunset. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment, listener's mailbag, I'll reply to an email from Muhammad Shamim S. in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency 3325 kHz on August 20, 2024. In his email, he asked to send him a printed QSL card, VOI pen, pennants, and stickers. Hello, sir. Thank you for your compliment on our programs. Yes, I have heard your audio of our broadcast, which was attached in your email. I think it's quite clear, and as appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you.
Baru kemarin bertemu tapi sudah rindu. Satu hari tanpa nona serasa sewindu. Saat dekat terasa cepat, jikalau jauh terasa lambat. Detak jantungku tidak seirama dengan laguku, karena senyummu membuat hariku jadi lebih cerah. Sikap dingin nona bikin beta gerak. Nona manis, ramah santan dengan gula paling manis yang ada lawan. You're my number one, you're the only one, one wanita dalam hidupku. Kau cairkan yang beku, press the love, dia kirim kamu. But the first time, Nona, you so fine. When I look at you and you give me that sign,
there's no time.
I'm telling myself this is it. I've got to get you and in this bitch. Skipping that beat straight to the bridge, cause you're the chorus stuck in my head in every verse. The only worthless melody keeps spinning rapidly. With your bullet you shot me.
You just enjoyed the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is featuring Tour de Borobudur 2024. The 24th Tour de Borobudur Bicycle Event will be held on December 7 and 8 this year. This time, Tour de Borobudur will highlight the tourism potential of Kebumen Regency Central Jawa. The chairman of the 24th Tour de Borobudur Committee, Hendra Darmanto, said that the bicycle event organized by the Semarang Bicycle Association community every year has a different theme according to the characteristics of the region. Every year, the main attraction remains Borobudur Temple. However, because this year's theme is Kebumen, it also introduces the Jogo Simo Turtle Conservation, Kebumen Mangrove Forest, Rumah Marta Tilaar, and also Gua Petruk or Petruk Cave. The 2024 Tour de Borobudur aims to support the Kebumen Geopark application process to become a UNESCO Global Geopark. A geopark is an area that has a geological heritage and high-value geological diversity. The UNESCO team has visited several ancient sites in Kebumen Geopark to test their eligibility to become a global geopark. Among others, the Watu Kelir Geosite, Mount Parang, Cangkring, the Vanderweg Fort Cultural Site in Gombong, Jati Jajar Cave, Soka Roof Tile Factory, and Krakal Hot Springs. Hendra said that the Tour de Borobudur in Kebumen will present an attractive jersey with a unique motif that depicts Kebumen as the host. Various elements are included in the participants' jersey, namely a picture of Jati Jajar Cave with fascinating stalactites and stalagmites, and legend of Lutung Kasarung, Soka Roof Tiles, Turtles, the Swallow Dance, and Lanting, which is a typical Kebumen food. Acting Governor of Central Jawa Nana Sujana targets the 24th Tour de Borobudur to be attended by 2,000 participants from various regions in Indonesia and also from abroad. In addition, the Tour de Borobudur is a synchronization of sport tourism events in Central Jawa. For example, synchronization with the Sukun Tour de Muria as a pre-event for the 2024 Tour de Borobudur. Well, that was miscellany today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Back to you, it's easy, but how me I choose to be okay again today. Too loud, oh, doesn't mean you have to start your doubts. Well, baby, I tell you, we're all sad and lonely, known for a home to rest out. And maybe, maybe the only place to go home is inside.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantyo Asriski Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disc. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Salpriyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Salpriyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Sekarang janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Lelahmu, izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do you hear me? I'm talking to you. Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky, oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Ooh. They don't know how long it takes
waiting for a love like this. I wish we had one more kiss. I'll wait for you, I promise.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and streaming at voinews.id. Please give your suggestion and criticism to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.